is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:04 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. This is a really good article. It's a Fangraphs, and it's talking about Major League Baseball. And it's talking about the money. And it asserts that if, let's say, okay, Major League teams took in around $2.8 billion at the gate last year, according to in 2018, according to Forbes. If teams play a half a slate of games this year, get as half as much money at the gate in those games, if there's 50%, let's say that 50% at this, when it's all said and done. It could be 100%. We could have 100% capacity by the time this is all said and done. We certainly have 100% capacity at protests and marches.
No, I mean, that is true.
Yeah, we do.
I did think about that yesterday when I was there in the march. There was actually a lot of distance. You can stay 6 to 10 feet away when you're walking. There was a lot of room downtown in larger streets. When you got to the city hall, that was a different story, mm-hmm. and that's why I stayed way, way out on the side. But one of the things one of the things I thought of was people are wearing masks, but they're fine with being close to each other. What's the difference then if you go to sporting events and keep a mask on?
Well, it's
hot.
No,
I'm not going to lie.
No. The difference is that, well, you're sitting right next to somebody. If, as long as you every
well,
other seat it
standing right next to each other.
Yeah, too. But sitting for nine innings.
Yeah. No, that's true. If it's all, you can't go to capacity.
Yeah.
But I don't think 50%. If you wear a mask, if you're willing to be. If we don't see a substantial spike in Houston, because, you know, there were some people who wore masks, some who didn't. I would say it was at least 70 to 80% who wore masks. Somebody could be a quote-unquote super spreader there, right?
Yep.
That's the term. Yep. If we don't see a substantial spike in positive tests or hospitalizations or, you know, intensive care or whatever, at this particular juncture, we also saw a lot of heat yesterday. We'll see what that does for touchable, whatever the case may be, in terms of transmission. If we don't see the number spike in 2 to 3 weeks, I think you could make a strong case. And of course, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but
you kind of are.
Just a pit master.
No. I mean, I dabble in some stuff. I read. I think you could make a case for, hey, would it really be if you're in one of our indoor venues, because they're all indoor, you're not going to have the same heat issue with wearing a mask. Minute Maid Park, 50% full. I don't even 40% full. I don't think it's the end of the world if everyone has a mask on. If my yeah. previous scenario takes place, I think 50%. I think a lot of people would go. Let me put it this way: you wouldn't have any problem selling out 20% of Minute
Maid. No. 20, 30, even 40%, I don't think you'd have a problem. Okay, so teams took in $2.8 billion at the gate. If they get half of the half, that's $700 million in gate receipts. Roughly $2 billion in revenue losses. But if players only receive half their salaries, which is what they agreed upon, Major League owners did, that basically evens it out. Now, the thought is that Major League Baseball has national television contracts that amount to $1.7 billion in yearly revenues. They split that amongst the teams. $1 billion comes from the central offices, split among teams per Forbes. That revenue comes from MLB Network, MLB.com, MLB.tv. And then their television deals with Fox, TBS, and ESPN will remain, because the majority of the money that comes in, that's all that really the networks care about is the postseason.
There's no givebacks?
No, they'll have to give. ESPN would want some giveback because ESPN broadcasts 100 regular season games and has very little in the postseason. Mm-hmm. They did a terrible deal. But neither here nor there. Fox and TBS would probably pay their whole contract because they depend so much on the postseason. TBS as well. They care about the postseason so much. That's where they get the majority of their revenues from. So they may not lose very much there. Now you're losing concessions and parking and all that ancillary income that you would have had. But the sky is not falling for Major League Baseball. These owners that are claiming that this, that, oh, no, we're just going to get killed and it's $4 billion in losses and nah. No. No. First of all.
Well, just because you don't have $4 billion in losses doesn't mean you're not taking losses.
No, 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 no. They would be taking losses, but you know what? A lot of people are taking losses.
Yeah. But you're only doing ticket sales, right?
Right. Well, no. I said the ancillary, the concessions, the parking, all of that, you're losing that as well. You're losing it, obviously.
That's a lot.
Well, you're losing. I mean, but your still going to have 40% or 50% in the stands, then you're still going to get 50% of your concessions and that stuff.
Well, so you only get a half. Once again, you only get a quarter of it.
Right. Well, right now, yeah, a quarter. Right. Yeah.
I would say I would be shocked if it's 50. If it's more,
but
than
you
50%.
Get a quarter of it. But don't forget, you're paying your biggest cost is your players, and you cut that in half. You cut that in half.
Yeah, everything you're talking about though is only a quarter of. You have half on players and a quarter of revenue.
Probably in that neighborhood.
In that right. You're saying quarter of revenue. Depending if on 50% what now, depending are allowed on, throughout baseball.
Well, that's depending on how many people will be allowed in the stands.
I just don't know that 50% throughout is feasible in certain cities. We'll see. I mean, it could be by then. That's my problem with this. So many people want it. Why doesn't this? A writer from NFL.com reached out yesterday and talked about, hey, I'm doing a piece on how scouting is going to look when teams go into universities now, and no one wants to talk. I said, that's because no one knows. Right. No one still knows.
Well, and you say that too, that you're only going to get a quarter, but that's not the case with the regional networks though. Because the regional networks, even while you're not playing baseball games, major league teams are still getting paid because people subscribe, and you're still getting and they're still paying their subscriptions.
Who gets screwed?
The people, obviously.
The people get screwed on
everything. But if you're gonna buy, if we're gonna get AT&T Sportsnet here, we're going to pay for it, and those revenues are still coming in. Unless a bunch of people decide, well, I can't see my Rockets and my Astros, so I'm getting rid of AT&T Sportsnet, which probably isn't happening all of that much. All of those revenues are still coming in.
Yeah, and those networks generally aren't a la carte. Like, they're part of I think a certain level. I don't know, depending what you have. It's not like you can pick and choose. Well, I just want AT&T Sportsnet or get rid of it. You get rid of that, you get rid of a whole level. So people generally aren't going to do that.
No, they're not going to do that. They're not doing it. Even though they haven't had any sports to watch, they still got the sports packages. But then there's the case of the Cubs. And the Cubs said, this is Armageddon. This is terrible. The Cubs are losing approximately $50 million. Because they don't have a regional deal set because they're in negotiations on their deal and they didn't have one signed. And so they're not getting any of the income that the other teams are getting from their regional networks because the Cubs didn't sign one. That's why the Cubs are saying, they're choking on it. And you know what? If you'd have done a deal and not been so greedy, Cubs, because you suck. 812 ESPN 97.5. You know who's great, though? Doc Linville. You guys haven't complimented me on my hair in a while.
But I don't think I ever have.
Well, you kind of did, I think. I think you said one time, you said, man, your hair looks great, John.
I never uttered that.
Yeah, no. See? Mm-hmm. And
that's a lie.
No, I think I remember you saying it.
Well, I think I heard
it. Lance wasn't here then. It was before in the morning when you first walked in. You were like, man,
you're lying on me.
Man, John, your hair looks great. And the reason is Doc Linville. A buddy of mine. He sent his stepson. He's like, my stepson is like 24 years old and he's like bald. So he wants, and I said, well, go see the doc. I'm telling you, there's no reason that if you're young and you have a bald, that no. And guess what? What doc puts in from the side and back of your head stays on top because the side and the back of your head, those hairs will never fall out. So he moves them up to the top of your head. And those are permanent. And so, the doc is wonderful. And the neografting procedure, everything about it, you will love. And you will also get compliments. Like Dell complimenting me on my hair, you'll get those compliments.
Yes. Yeah. You will as well.
Yeah. You will as well. And Dell will probably, if Dell sees you, he might say, man, your hair looks great.
But
today.
Not better than John's.
No. 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 Obviously not. So, if you're looking for hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:16, ESPN 97.5. Well, Lamont has a thinking out of the box. If you were the NFL and most of your players are young, when you want them to catch COVID versus now versus in the season, that is a thought. Is and there are communities that are they believe in immunity. Sweden did, but that's not working out all that great for them. Sweden believed that, the immune system could be able to take not so much.
Yeah, it backfired. Yeah, that was something I think we brought up a couple weeks ago. Maybe that if you're an NFL team and the reports say that once you catch it, you can't get it again, and then you also can't give it to anyone. Would it be best for all your players to go get it now, go through the 2-week cycle, and then be ready to go and be almost immune to it? But then you would say, well, if there are long-term effects, lasting effects, then no player is going to want to voluntarily do that.
Not only that, but the weakening. I mean, sometimes you get really sick and you get weak and you lose a lot of this. I mean, if guys have been working out and they start all over again and you think you're going to be 100%, no.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game, certainly. Yeah. So far, I bring it up quite a bit, the one major league that is playing that, not well, they're playing baseball too, but the one that has a contact sport, less than football, but the German teams are playing, and they're, I think, going into their fourth or fifth week, and I haven't heard of a positive case coming from a game being played.
I looked it up too. There hasn't been one. There's not. Now, did you see?
Is there really a coronavirus? Because I think it's been canceled by
Oklahoma State linebacker,
yeah,
your people,
yeah,
Amen, and they call him Amen O, is what a lot of people
really.
Call
What's
him.
His name, Lance? What was maybe Dell's dad can
Ogbonbamiga. Ogbonbamiga.
Maybe Dell's dad can read his name.
Said Tuesday, he's Oklahoma State. Right. Call Chad Clay.
Right.
I tell you what his name is right now. What is it?
We call him
AO.
Yeah, he got a nickname. AO.
Ayo, he tested positive after attending a protest in Tulsa.
Yeah.
That's not a super surprise. By the way,
how many people are going to test positive now after yesterday?
I've been meaning to say, okay, I've been waiting to tell the story. Oh, it's, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
We see you. We're going to get to you in 1 second, Peter. So me and my son get out of the car, and there's a guy who parks right in front of us yesterday going to the protest. And a younger guy, probably my son's age. And he said, do you guys happen to have a mask? He said, yeah, we do. I had masks in the car. We gave him one. We were talking to him. And he was talking to us about this and that. We were talking. And he goes, I don't even know how I can. He goes, yeah, I'm I said, what's your name? And he said his name. And he goes, it's a Nigerian name. And my son goes, out of nowhere, Drake goes, Ibo or Aishi or something like that. And the kid goes, oh no, it's Aishi. It's not Ibo. He goes, how do you know that? And Drake goes, oh, I just got friends who are Nigerian. And I said, I want to say, well, what are you, what? Ibo, my son, Ibo or Aishi? Do you have any? And the guy goes, my dad is Nigerian and my mom is Black American. And I was like,
Drake said this?
No.
Oh.
No, Drake did not. Oh. The kid said this.
Oh, okay.
And I said, this is a shot in the dark. Do you have a brother named Dell? And he goes, I know Dell. The guy who claims West Coast and East Coast and drifts from pro basketball team to pro basketball team.
I don't drift. No, he didn't say that.
He said that.
No, he did.
He intimated it.
That's a lie. Yeah, there are major tribes. Igbo is one of the major tribes. My dad's Yoruba, so that's what I am as well. And then there's another one that we don't talk about.
Is that the one?
No, I don't know. The one he mentioned isn't, I don't believe, is even one of the major tribes.
Maybe I pronounced it wrong, but Drake knew about it. And this guy goes, how do you even know about that? He goes, oh, that's great. He goes, yeah, I don't even really know my culture that well. He goes, I just, you know, I want to know more, but I also hate Nigerian food. I was like, well, I know a restaurant that you can go to that's amazing.
They serve pizza.
I jumped in with the Hillcroft. I said, there's a spot.
Did you tell them how you make your ribs, too?
There's a spot on Bissonette that I was told about. And then I said, do you make brisket?
Let's get Peter in here. Peter, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing, Peter?
I just wanted to see, like, and this may already be all set up with contracts and everything, but, like, the teams that have, you know, local revenue, local ad revenue, or even national ad revenue, would they be able to, or those TV stations, et cetera, would they be able to renegotiate? Because with less people in the stands, there's going to be, you know, theoretically much more people watching at home.
You know, here's the ironic thing. Major League Baseball owners who want to renegotiate this thing and blah, 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 let a TV company do that to them and watch and see what their response is.
Well, their contract, actually, Major League Baseball's contract is up after 21. So they're...
They better play nice.
Yeah. And
well, he's talking about regional, though.
Right, yeah. Well, do you want to renegotiate that?
So here's the thing. There's typically in these contracts...
Here's the problem with it. Even though there might be more people watching, there are fewer people that are advertising.
Well, and that's the problem, is the givebacks for the company. It's based on selling advertisements and having advertising inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have advertising inventory, those are going to, from what I understand on the regional network front, there's going to be givebacks to where basically they have to give that money back or it's not going to be paid out or whatever the case may be because the inventory went unused.
Right.
Because there was no sport. So I don't think they have to renegotiate. But, I think it's there's something that's going to be in the contract.
Here's the deal with the regional networks anyway, though, is that, and this article says it, is 90% comes from subscribers. Only 10% of their revenues comes from advertisers. So the regional networks are just fine.
Well, wait, how does that work? Why is there such a huge advantage in New York and LA for regional? If everything
there's
is
so many
about
more people subscribing.
Yeah, but subscribers now are that's a national.
Well, they still get their revenues, and revenues from advertising is still good. But they've got 12 million people in the New York area. So they got more subscribers.
But Fox Sports Southwest is just offered with packages on DirecTV in massive.
But they get, they have to, AT&T, AT&T negotiates with the cable company what percentage of the sports package they get. And they get a good percentage.
Right, but it's a large part of the state.
And in New York, what is it? MSN. What is it?
SUNY?
No.
Not SUNY.
What's the Yankees SNY? Network? Whatever the Yankee network
is. Yes Network?
The Yes Network.
Yes, yeah.
The right. Yes Network. What they get a huge proportion because everybody has to have the Yes Network. So their deal, the Yes Network, with the cable providers is huge. So that's why they get so much. Yankees get so much more.
Because, yeah, but they negotiate with cable providers too.
Yeah. And by the way, the ESPN deal is up after 2021. And ESPN Major League Baseball's collective bargaining agreement is up after 2021.
Let me tell you what's about to happen to baseball.
Oh, my God. So if this is such a chore that they're not even going to be able to play, wait till we get another collective bargaining agreement that they have
and
to come to terms
on. Baseball players think they're all worth $40 million and $30 million and the revenue coming
the worst.
In. Because what's going to happen is ESPN, who has been bleeding out for about 4 years now, which caused all the mass cuts. The reason they're getting bleeding out is because people are cutting cords with cable and they made TV deals relative to the numbers they used to have before cord cutting. So ESPN executives, I talked to somebody who's in discussions with executives at times who said they cannot wait till their deals are all done because they are going to use as much leverage as possible, and they'll basically tell Major League Baseball, here's the deal. We want your product, but this is the new number that we're going to pay, and if you don't like it, you can go to MLB.com. You got your own network.
Well,
take your games.
Well, they can't, but ESPN has, it's impossible for them to be dumber than they have been. They have the worst NFL product in Monday Night Football. It's the lowest rated product of all of them. They pay more than everybody else.
Lowest ratings.
And they get a wild card round, and that's it. Their postseason and their weekly product is the worst of all of them. Now, they have so many shows, though, where that apparently they feel like it's worth it because they get to use NFL highlights in all of their shows.
Well, they can't do anything about it now. No. The deal was already made in the past.
Well, but it was a dumb deal.
It was a deal based on, you got to remember now, ESPN, you can say what you want about how ESPN grew. Their rise to prominence, I mean, substantial rise, was based on Sunday Night Football. When they first got into Sunday Night Football, we forget about it now, but them being in the NFL, that was a major, major deal. You know when it first happened?
Well, it actually, ESPN came to prominence when they got the Big East basketball package.
Yeah, but they didn't come to this financial. They didn't turn into this moneymaker. The moneymaker is when they joined the NFL on Sunday Night Football. Their revenue took off, and it really validated them as a legitimate home for play-by-play. Because at the, you remember how it used to be. You're a cable station. Yeah. And it used to be cable versus, now it's funny that we even look at it that way, but it's cable versus broadcast.
It still means something.
Yeah, there's no question. But ESPN negotiated deals based on, they didn't have the foresight to recognize that cable cutting was going to be a thing.
Well, that was an interesting question this morning on Golic and Wingo. Okay, you guys, ABC is going to have the NBA Finals, Game 7, the very last game, Game 7, NBA Finals. ESPN will have Monday Night Football, San Diego at New Orleans. Which one will rate higher?
Probably the football game. But what difference does it make?
Bill?
I think it depends on who's in the matchup. Like, it should be the finals. It's Game 7. But
yeah, it should be.
It should be. And it's on the network.
Now, yeah. I would watch the finals.
So would I.
That was a question,
but that's
too. The majority of people are saying on polls right now they would watch San Diego, New Orleans.
If it's okay. LeBron versus Giannis in a Game 7, I think they may change their mind.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Yeah. It might.
Even Kawhi.
Yeah, but it just depends on
but
the even.
But I think Giannis has got to make it.
But what if it doesn't? Certainly. Who cares?
What?
No,
I know. No.
It just doesn't popularity matter to us.
It's just yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but here's the deal: is that we were talking about cable versus the only now if it was reversed, and ESPN had the NBA Finals and ABC had Monday Night Football.
No,
Monday Night Football would destroy it.
If you want to know about the power of Jordan in the NBA, Michael Jordan era Bulls versus anybody in the Eastern Conference Finals would have stomped out the NFL.
Yeah.
That game. Well, they would have stomped out the NFL.
So what is the highest rated NBA game ever?
Oh, it's actually more recent.
Nope.
Isn't it?
It's Game 6.
Oh, no, it's the highest
game
cable.
Game 6, Jazz 98. Bulls,
is it really?
Jazz.
Because the highest rated cable game. 35
million people.
Highest rated cable was just Golden State Houston not that long ago. It was a monster high. It's the highest rated cable game.
The cable. Christmas game?
Cable only. No. It was a playoff game.
It was a monster
rating.
Oh. 828 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
831 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number to get in with us. Shortest breaks in the history of the world right here on ESPN 97.5.
Finished The Spy?
It was good.
It was good. I guess there won't be a season 2.
Nope.
Because I finished The Spy.
Yeah.
First, I was like,
nope.
Oh, it's a season 1 up there. I wonder what's going to happen in season 2.
Nothing.
Well, I came to an abrupt end.
Yeah.
Man, everything's going good.
Looks
like this show's over. We'll be doing season 2.
Well, I don't think they renewed Sacha Baron Cohen.
I don't think.
No.
I don't think.
Well, actually, they told the true story. So, yeah.
It's kind of like
it's one season deal.
After Narcos 2, can Narcos 3 take place? Yeah.
Pretty
in
much.
A different country.
Oh, yeah.
We'll still work him back in.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see a spy, Del?
No, but now that you told me what happened, I appreciate
it. I didn't say
it.
What happened.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I'm not
he
stupid.
He won.
No.
They won
no
the
one
contest.
Said, no one spoiled it for you.
Well, when you two smiled and go, they're not renewing Sacha Baron Cohen, I could.
Well, they didn't
out.
Renew his contract.
Yeah.
So they'll get somebody else.
He was nominated for a
they'll get somebody
Emmy,
else.
But
yeah, well.
He's
I've,
got some other projects.
Or he's, or the man he betrayed
is,
didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't what, Del?
Didn't survive.
Oh.
Didn't survive.
It is historically
oh, way
accurate.
To spoil it.
No, you said it's a real life story.
Man. It is historically accurate, supposedly, and it's a good show. It was a good show.
It was a good show.
It's an interesting show. One guy did that much, but so I started watching Vast of Night. That has 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. If the first 8 minutes, it's on Prime.
Vast
it's on Prime.
Of Night?
Yeah. If the first 8 minutes are anything like the rest of it, it's going to be, for somebody who is ADD like me, I was like, I can't. This isn't going to
be. Can't follow it?
It's just one continuous conversation. As a guy walks from a gym to different people to different people, I don't even know what's happening. I'm going to give them another 4 minutes when I'm not sleepy, and I'm going to listen. And I'm going to say,
like,
you got
a show
four more minutes.
Put you to sleep.
Yeah,
that's like golf or
dough. That one's not one. I need a show. I may need a show to watch.
Speaking of which, golf starts up next week, boys. Yeah, I got a show.
What?
I got a show.
What?
It's called the PGA Tour, which
starts
next week.
Do you have a show? Do you have a different show, not the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
Is the Match 4 a thing? That's my show. I like to nap on Sundays. So is the Match 4 going to be a thing?
Or no, it's not Match 4.
I got to just watch
it's called
normal
the PGA
golf.
Tour.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows that are
have
good shows
watched,
for people to watch?
Have you watched 000?
Huh.
It shows like all sides of a giant drug deal from the supplier to the connect to the distributor, and it just gives you point of views of all those people and how they work and how they work their angles to try to get a deal done. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, 000?
000, yeah.
All sides of a drug deal.
Yeah. It's a doc?
No,
did you see?
It's a drama, TV drama. Okay.
Did you see that the cartels are really struggling right now?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
They're having issues.
The cartels are having issues because fewer people are doing, Americans are doing drugs right now.
Mm.
Yeah, during the pandemic.
I can tell you what. I didn't
feel like I was going to be worried about the cartels being able to survive the pandemic, but I am.
Yeah, because they're not going to get a stimulus. They're not going to get any government assistance on either side.
Why can't they get the stimulus package? Everybody else is getting it.
Yeah. Well, I think they do get their share of it.
Here's the problem with it.
I think
it
they
is,
get a little piece of
here's
it.
Here's the problem with it. Here's the problem with it is you have to have the same number of employees that you had last month, and they probably killed off some of them, so they won't.
Oh, man, it's tough.
So they won't have. Listen,
yeah, that's tough on
listen,
the. You mean on the PPP?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You're gonna have to get.
That's gonna be tough.
Yeah, to have the same number of employees when you're killing them.
We gotta spend this money. We gotta spend this PPP.
Listen, I gotta furlough you.
It's allocated.
Wait, but how? Wait, you don't have to kill me.
Listen, I'm furloughing. We're not laying you off. We'll bring you back.
No,
when the economy comes back, we'll bring you back.
This is a permanent
dismissal.
We're
going to have you mulling when we come back. When we come back.
Right.
Oh, no, don't want a permanent furlough.
No, I don't want cartel furlough. Charles Schwab Challenge next week, boys of Colonial. Yep, that's what starts it off. We start it off right here in Texas.
The return of golf?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're going to have Jason Alexander, the
pros George out of, Costanza.
Not George Costanza, a different one. This one's the pro out at Carlton Woods. He's going to come in studio and we're going to talk some golf.
For the golf show?
No, on Thursday.
You mean
Thursday
tomorrow?
At 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. What a joy.
That's right before John Clay Wolf's show.
Thursday
at 10. Like
Thursday
tomorrow.
At 10.
You do two different golf shows, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to do one on Thursday, and I'm going to do one on Saturday.
It's a special edition.
Oh,
is it a special edition?
Oh, the PGA Tour's back. When the NFL
like
comes
show,
back,
yeah.
do we do some draft shows? Yeah.
That's true.
No, thank you.
Yeah, when the NFL comes back, we don't have the heads groundkeeper from the NRG come on.
Well, we're not having a groundskeeper.
What's the difference? What's he
doing
out there?
He's a pro. He's a pro.
What's
he's not.
He just
and
not,
actually, he's got a podcast, which he just had Patrick Reed on.
So what would be the equivalent?
Dabbed on Dell for you.
Yeah.
About the golfer podcast. Yeah.
What would be the equivalent? Like if we have, you said the pro at Carlton Wood. What would be the equivalent if the NFL's back or the NBA's back? We're going to have
a college football coach on.
No.
Yeah.
The NBA's back. We're going to have, or college basketball's back. We're going to have one of their practice players on the show.
So?
An AAU coach, a local high school AAU coach will come on.
To talk about the NBA being back?
No.
Or college basketball being back?
A pro is not an AAU coach.
He used to be a pro basketball player.
Oh, Art says next Thursday, 10 a.m. Put in my calendar to tune in.
Is it next Thursday Thursday or tomorrow?
No, it's next Thursday.
Oh, well.
Next Thursday is when the tour starts.
I have some time to
We'll be watching it right here. As soon as this TV starts working again. Yeah. When is this TV going
to
work?
Talk to someone who would fix the TV.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, Gabriel Byrne's in this too, huh?
Who, yeah, he is the patriarch of one of the families.
Yeah, it's pretty highly rated.
Yeah, 000 mm-hmm. on Amazon.
Oh, we're back on that. We were just talking golf.
Well, we have to change the subject, yeah.
Yeah, no, I drifted.
What's his name again? Jason Alexander?
Yeah, George Costanza.
Hasn't done much since Seinfeld, really.
It's not him.
Not much.
It's a different one. No. It's a different one.
Kramer was doing some stuff, and then he disappeared.
Well, He disappeared for reasons.
Was he out on the march?
The only person who would catch more heat for some Black Lives Matter tweet than a 49ers would be Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Because people would hit him with the, this you? They just have the clip.
Yeah.
This you, buddy?
That one's pretty... Boy, you turn it... Right now, a guy just resigned because he said that every single life mattered or all lives matter. I wouldn't Google Jason Richards.
Michael Richards.
That was a comedy routine where he was getting heckled or something like that. And just, I remember watching that like, did this happen in real life? Is this a real thing that happened in real life? That was pretty shocking.
Yeah. Man, everybody seems to be getting canceled. Iowa Congressman Steve King loses Republican primary. Republican Steve King, Representative Steve King, whose long history of racist comments had alienated GOP allies.
Took him
a while.
I don't know about canceled.
Long history.
Yes, he's known as
a
straight out racist.
Yeah, it took a while.
He's kind of like,
get him out of here.
Here I am.
Hey, I'm up front with what I believe. Well, he kept winning races, and then he was a viable candidate to continue to win. So he kept getting back until they realized if we put this guy up against another Democrat, we're going to lose. So let's seriously challenge him. And they got him out of there. It's all about keeping that seat. So, hey, if we can have a better candidate that will keep that seat, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's get the racist out.
Yeah, now. Because he might lose us a seat.
Right. Right. He's got to go. Got to go.
If his approval is still high, he'd still be around.
Yeah. No. He can't be around. Even in Iowa. It's all they got is corn and white people.
He's been around forever, and then it was determined that if they kept him around, things would get a little ugly for that seat. So they're like, yeah, let's provide a legitimate challenger in the primary. And that's what they did. I ain't buying they just got tired of the racist.
They got tired of the racist. No, they did the right thing, Dell.
How long did it take again?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you do the right thing, Dell. Do the right thing.
Ooh, what country do you live in where it doesn't matter when you do something?
It doesn't matter when. Just do the right thing.
Yeah, they did the quote-unquote right thing.
Yeah. Guess what? 840 ESPN, 975-713-780-3776, the number to call if you would like to hang. So I see these all over, Lance. The one move that an NFL team should still make, if you could make one move for the Texans, now not Bill O'Brien making a move, you making a move.
Mm-hmm.
If you could make one move for the Houston Texans right now, what would it be?
I don't know if you have to. I would probably look to...
Get rid of Timmy Jernigan?
I don't... Yeah, that would be one. I don't know that now is the time to do contracts. I'm not sure that now is the climate to do a contract. I think you kind of want to wait and see what happens. So I don't think I would do anything if I were the Texans. If you had asked me one thing I would do, I would ask for... I would tell... I would see if Kymie Fairbairn's deal was in pen or pencil. Because if it's in pencil, you can erase your name on that.
You're not getting rid of a $17 million contract for one of the great kickers in NFL history.
Can I just
history?
Tell you what happened? He missed 5 extra points last year and was 7 of 12 from 40-plus. That's not great.
That's $4 million-plus a year.
You don't usually roll that into a $4 million-plus a year deal, but that's what happened. I would say for the Houston Texans, my next move would be to work as aggressively as possible at getting Deshaun Watson done. Because the earlier you do Deshaun Watson, the better, I think.
Well, but here's the deal. There is no way they do a deal now, first of all, it would have to be an unbelievable deal. Otherwise, they're waiting. They're waiting on and Mahomes and Dak. They're saying, no, sorry, we're not doing it. We're just not doing it. So, you can wish in one hand and poop in the other. See which one fills up first.
It would be malpractice by his agent.
Yes, it would. Unless he gets 42 a year.
I would continue to try that as hard as I can.
Well, unless I'm telling you, unless it goes to 41 or 42 a year, there's zero chance that agent will do that. Because, well, then the Chiefs will be like, what the?
Well,
great,
yeah.
Bill.
Like everyone did when they signed Laramie to the annual salary of $22 million a year.
Anybody who's got a left tackle coming up is like, what the bleep? 22 a year.
I don't think people understand the term reset the market. Reset the market means you now have, it's a major, major deal. It means everything you've ever known about salary structure, everything that you've been working off of, and let's say it's basically from a team standpoint, it's the equivalent to a stock market crash. Where you have a day where you lose 700 or 800 points, like, holy crap, we just lost all the... Because now what's happened was, instead of it going up or down incrementally, it was one big, giant number, because it was like a 12% increase on the highest salary. Oh, no, more than that, because it was 18 million, and it went to 22.
Right.
So it was, it was more like 15%, right? And so now you're dealing with, holy crap, everything is going to be different. 22%
increase.
Oh, is it 18 to 22?
22%, yep.
4.8, 3.6. Oh, yeah, 3.6. It went over 4, yeah. It is 20. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A 10% increase is considered pretty strong. That's the equivalent of a stock market crash where you're like, holy crap, he just went 20% over. In poker, so I don't really subscribe to this just because I'm not a smart poker player per se, but you know the people who calculate pot odds and they're like, no, this isn't worth it. Why are you putting this much money in for this much gain? That's the same thing. Your pot odds are terrible. The Texans' pot odds were terrible, and now they changed. Anybody who wants to play poker now, who's everybody has to be in at the table.
Well, they just went from 1-3 blinds. They just went from to 10-20 blinds.
Yeah, for no reason.
Right. Well, no, he had to do it.
So, no, but you didn't have to if
he
you
did
it right.
He gave up two ones and a second and a two. Right. He had to do it.
You didn't have to do it if you did it right in the first place.
And now, with his DeAndre Hopkins trade, he has to give Deshaun whatever he wants. 845 ESPN 97.5. And you want testosterone because you know why? COVID can't beat testosterone.
No, I don't want to make any claims like that here in public. I'm not going to make any claims because Men's T Clinic, we got some change in copy. No, Men's T Clinic is out there trying to help you live your best life. Listen, men who are approaching or over the age of 40, 33% and climbing end up seeing a decline in testosterone. And it's something that happens naturally. For some men, it happens later on in life. But the drop in testosterone, you start to see a reduction in your lean muscle mass. The way your body hangs on to lean muscle mass. If you want to get more out of your workouts, if you want to get back to reducing some of the belly flab that's developed that didn't used to be there, maybe you want your workouts to matter more, or you're looking for a better cognitive processing. You're looking to enhance your mood. All of these things, your libido, maybe your libido's dropped, and this is something that gets your libido back. Testosterone has such an impact on so many elements of your life that are, frankly, important for you living your best life. And mensteclinic.com can give you an example of what testosterone is responsible for. When you go get tested, it's simple. They get your results very, very quickly within minutes, and they can get you back on track to being the real you with a customized treatment for you specifically to get you working at your optimal level. MensTClinic.com. I trust them. I've used them. And I'm a big, big fan of what they do. Find one of their five locations. Stop in today. MensTClinic.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in London, got my beat from London.
I style, no stylish, no Chanel, St. Laurent, Gucci bag.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:49 ESPN 97.5. Ooh, that's true, too. Yeah, 8:49. Yeah, so the we were just talking about cars in the, during the break. It's what we do. Lance and I just talk about different...
Car guys.
Different, yeah, we're the car guys.
We're talking about some spark plugs and
I after the golf show, I'm going to start doing the car show.
Filters and stuff like that.
When's the last time you worked on your car?
I jumped a
probably
battery
yesterday or something.
3 weeks
no
ago.
Chance.
Yeah.
It's not working on your car. That's jumping a battery.
Yeah.
When's the last time you did any physical labor on your car?
I changed the tire about 2 months ago.
Because of? But you don't do preventative maintenance or anything like
that. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
Frank. Frankie's cars, you got a bunch of dents. I was trying to kick one of them out.
Okay.
Yeah, I dropped.
Change your oil? Change your oil?
For what?
What?
For any point?
No,
for what?
Can you why would I do that?
So,
what I got Greeks
for. Well, you say you're car guys. So I'm assuming car guys like to work on their cars.
Yeah. Well, we just appreciate good cars.
Oh.
When my car needs worked on, I will definitely, that's something I look into for sure.
What do you mean? What does that mean? You look into it.
I'm a car guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not a car guy.
Yeah. What's
you
not,
should have heard us talking about cars during the break.
Yeah, just what, now we were talking about cars.
You just came in from using the bathroom in 5 seconds.
It was a short
talking about a car.
Yeah, that's how fast it happens between car guys.
He was talking about a 2008 Hemi or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I said my chassis was
chassis.
Your chassis.
I said we got a.
That's how you spell it. Chassis.
Spark plugs are all working great.
Oh well. Well, that's an
engine starting.
That's a great conversation.
Boy, listen to that baby purr. I even said that the other day. Listen to that baby purr.
To who?
It's an internal conversation.
You always say that.
Man,
ooh, you start it up and go, listen
when you
to
start
that
up
baby.
Your Traverse, you just go, man, listen to that baby purr.
Mimi, my mother-in-law at the house. I was like, hold on a second. Turn off Big Val, Hallmark. There's a lot of Hallmark channel going
that's
on in
true.
My house. It's a lot of Hallmark. Let me tell you, there's about three primary... It's going to involve either lost loves, new love, new relationships. Like, you know, here's the single mom who at the, and there's the dad, the single dad at the, they're picking up their kids
in the
elementary school in a small town
in
Vermont.
Or the janitor. What was that show? One Day at a Time, the mom with
yeah,
the
that's
two.
Not on Hallmark
that's
channel.
That's not on Hallmark.
Schneider, he was just
Schneider.
He's a super. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, but I always thought he was going to get with the mom.
Yeah, thought wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
You thought wrong. And Buffalo Butt didn't either from Good Times. The building super there.
Yeah.
He did imitations. He could sing nice, but no one was getting with him. No one gets with the supers.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure some moms get with the supers when dad's at work. I don't know. You don't know that.
Not on Hallmark Channel, I can guarantee you that.
This is a pretty good question by Jackie, and they've been conspicuously quiet during these times. Has the David Duke backfield issued any statements on current events? Have you heard anything?
Hard pass on this segment.
I have not heard a thing.
Apparently, you didn't read any stories from Twitter yesterday.
Is this the time where we tell John to read the room?
Yeah. What else, Dell? What other shows do you recommend?
Well,
sometimes you think you're... I'm sure there's a time Grant Napier thought, hey, it's just a comment. It was just a comment. What's the big deal?
Well, he found out real quick.
Well, he did find out in a hurry, didn't he? Does this mean male golf or female golf for food is making a comeback? I don't think so. Why?
Because we're talking golf on a Thursday? I don't know.
Oh, golf on a Thursday. Male golfer, female golfer. Should we have a Jason Alexander special guest?
He's probably going to ask that you don't involve him in that.
Maybe, and then maybe not.
Maybe ask him. Explain all the totality of the game and see if he's interested in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's part of it, but that's not all of it.
No, that's not.
Ask him if he wants a gong played by behind any time he gets an answer wrong. Or the... Ask him those questions to see if he wants to play.
Who's the one that brought the gong and
that was Raheel
to the table?
Actually, Raheel.
No, that was actually you.
No, Raheel thought of it, yeah. and I found them because, well, that was my job at the time.
That's Raheel. Look how quick he throws the ball.
Might as well. He's dead.
Man, that Raheel.
Raheel's already dead.
Speak poorly of the dead if you'd like. I'm just telling you the truth.
We have got to do better than Raheel. I can't believe he brought that into this.
He did bring it in.
Raheel, I know you would never do that.
Oh, okay.
Did you see this Jonathan Fagan quote? Speaking, it's about Tillman Fertitta on CNBC said this. Speaking up on an issue in America and speaking up on an issue somewhere else in the world are two different matters. When it comes to an issue like this in America, you should absolutely speak out. I encourage all my employees to speak out. It's a good way to get around that issue.
Yeah, it's a little disingenuous, but I get what he's saying. Yeah, hey. I mean, if he says what he's meaning, like, hey, this one isn't going to cost us money. That one cost everybody money. That's really the answer, right? If we're just being real and being honest about it, you speak on one, you lose money. You speak on the other, you don't lose money. Plus one is here, one's abroad. I get that. Is a business partner. Tillman lost money. The NBA lost money. No one's happy about that. But what Daryl said is true in Hong Kong. For those who don't follow that, there's a major, major issue for Hong Kong right now. And, you know, it's a different country, but we also see people. Is anyone upset that are they mad in London? Are they mad in Berlin? Are they mad in New Zealand that people are speaking out about issues in our country? I don't think so.
No.
Of course, they're also not losing lots of money.
No, and yeah, China canceled us.
No,
China
one,
canceled yeah, the NBA.
No one.
We're
would
not
have,
canceling New Zealand.
Zero Americans would have had any problem with Daryl speaking his mind about another country if it wouldn't have cost people a bunch of money.
Yeah. No. It would have been, yeah, Daryl, way to go.
That's right, Daryl Freedom.
Except you cost us $25
million now. Yeah.
Well, he cost Tillman $25
million. Yeah.
Cost Tillman.
What Daryl did in and of itself was certainly not wrong. If you think that was wrong, then it's wrong for people in Germany to speak on our issues.
Right.
Like, what is it? None of your business.
Yeah. Well, I don't want Germany in on it. You know what, Germany? Okay, you should sit this one out. Okay.
We're 80 years past all that stuff.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I just saw them.
Sit it out too, Italy.
Well, Italy is sitting it out because everybody's got the corona. All right? Everybody's got the Roni. So we're sitting everything out in Italy.
No. Massimo Butera just reopened. Like, Italy's in a good spot right
See,
now.
See, look at Sweden, dumbasses.
It took a while, and
wait
it was
a minute.
Very terrible.
You're a proponent of possible herd immunity. Now you're taking shots at Sweden?
No, Sweden, you dumbasses. Now look where you're at.
Well, How's Sweden doing right now?
Not great.
After herd immunity.
Doing They're great? Not? No, not doing so great. See, should have done like the Italians, smarter than you. Ha ha.
Well, the Italians delayed, and they eventually got with it at some point, too.
Mm-mm.
Sweden's
the
tech
man
now.
Behind Sweden's controversial virus strategy admits his mistakes and said too many have died.
And they're at this point.
Damn you, science.
And they're about at 4,500. And he's like, yeah, too many people died. And our numbers are like, hey.
We got over 100,000.
And we're like, hey.
Yeah, but Sweden's the size of Iowa.
Yeah, their population's certainly smaller. But even still, I mean, 100,000 here. Some people are like, did a pretty good job. Could have been more if we didn't do what we did.
It is kind of true. It is true.
Well,
I mean, all the people, and listen, I hear them all the time, and I hear businessmen, this was all a waste, blah, 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 blah. But what would happen if we didn't shut everything down? You know how many people would have been killed?
Italy did not take any precautions.
They were very, very late to it.
Well, here's the deal, though. Italy is a place that always brings a lot of foreigners. And so people went to Italy. There's a lot of places that don't have anything because no foreigners went there. No people visit their country.
Right.
Italy had a lot of people coming to their country that had it.
We're in that list.
Yeah, we're that, too.
We're that, too. You know where people come? You know where one of the epicenters of travel is? New York.
Yeah.
You know where people live on top of each other? Yeah. New York. Yeah. You know who got hit the hardest in this country? New York.
Yep.
Imagine that.
Imagine this. You have a claim against an insurance company, and you've been unreasonably denied the coverage. You've already purchased. They're acting in bad faith. Searching for bad faith acts is a standard in the MMA law firm investigation. If you're in this situation, okay, you got a free, no obligation consultation with the MMA law firm. They know you're dealing with enough already. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to front all the expenses. If they win, their payment will come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. No settlement, no fees. So go to largelossattorneys.com and let the MMA law firm fight for you against the insurance company. What is it? Was it a flood? Was it a roof damage? Was it a tree falling? Was it whatever it is, your building, your commercial building, your residential building? Now more than ever, claims are denied, underpaid, and denied by insurance companies in efforts to impress their stockholders and board members. Get your free, no-obligation consultation now. LargeLossAttorneys.com. LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5.